I was in my friend's car once, and she was driving through the streets of Chicago, and she was letting people go in front of her, and she was stopping at four-way stop intersections and waving and letting other cars go in front of her. And when she is driving, she's going under the speed limit, and I'm thinking, my God, she's driving like she's twice her age, and I wanted to tell her to get going because, damn it, I don't want to die in this car. I've got a lot of living to do. I've never jumped out of an airplane or made $1 million, and if I am going to go, I sure the hell don't want to die of boredom while someone is sitting in the most congested lane of traffic instead of going in front of everyone else, like I would most certainly do. And then it occurred to me, I really am a type A person. I mean, yeah, I'm the one that's yelling and banging on the steering wheel of my car while people on the road are idiots. Yes, I'm the person who races to a stop sign at the next intersection like 100 feet away. And yes, I am driving a Saturn SL1, a sedan with about as much horsepower as an 1982 Ford Mustang. But damn it, I'm not going to go down without a fight. I will be the one who's cutting everyone off, weaving in and out of traffic. And even when I'm getting on the tuning the radio while I'm driving, because you see, I can do that and put on makeup and take notes for work and check out my schedule. And if I was the Hindu god Vishnu and had 10 arms, I would take a cell phone and I would send out faxes and eat dinner and write a novel while I was at it. But as I said, while I'm sitting in the car tuning the radio of my car, I only listen to the first second before I'm completely disgusted and have to change a tile just to be, you know, instantaneously disgusted another 6 times and have to change and find a tape so that I don't have to listen to the stupid crap that all these corporate pieces of shit think that they should play because they think that they just want to hear garbage on the radio over and over again. Even when I'm on the sidewalk, I always get stuck behind someone who was a full foot shorter than me and a full 30 pounds heavier than me, someone who labors to walk very, very slowly, someone who actually sways rhythmically when they walk, like a metronome. And as I'm going, I want to get going, and I'm stuck behind this person, almost tripping over myself. Yeah, I'm the person who's in line at the grocery store with 3 items, shifting my weight from foot to foot frantically, scanning the other lines. The person who wants to ask the person in front of them, can't I please get in front of you? I've only got 3 items and you have 2 full grocery carts full of crap like Cheetos, Pepsi, fish sticks, frozen pepperoni pizzas, and Haagen-Dazs, cookie dough, ice cream. I'm guessing that at my funeral, when the long procession of cars is creeping along toward the cemetery, I'll open up the casket and ask the driver of the hearse, hey, Kay, what do you say we just floor it, just blow everyone off? Because we could probably just, you know, go and get a beer at the corner bar and still be able to get back and beat everyone to the graveyard, to the gravesite. Because, as I said, I'm a type A driver, and I'm going to make sure that I do as much living as I possibly can. I'm not going down without a fight. And wherever that goddamn goal line is, I swear to God, I'll beat everyone to it.